AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome to AP McCoy's Racing Preview with William Hill. Looking ahead to Sunday's action today, my name's Alex Dunn. We're going to look at one race at Huntingdon, the Peterborough Chase, then the John Durkin Memorial at Punchestown, before moving on to AP's four rides at Cork on Sunday afternoon. Good morning, AP. How are you?
Good, thank you. Should be a good day's racing.
Yeah, should be. And you, of course, arrive off a successful Saturday at Sandown.
Yeah, obviously, Cup final, I think, did well, and someone who ran a great race in Tingle Creek.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're going to move on to Huntingdon then, and we'll start with the Peterborough Chase coming up at 2:05. 2.5 miles the trip, an extended 2.5 miles. A really strong renewal this AP. We've got Edward at the head of the betting at 2-1. Rajani Express 100-30. Wish for Thinking and Wonderful Charm 7-2, and 8s or bigger for the other two. As I said, a decent renewal. Which way do you see it going?
Yeah, very much so. There's no doubt that Wishful Thinking is at a great start to the year, having winning the all-round chase at entry, which was a great performance. And he looks, to be fair, to be the best horse in the race, but there are a couple of progressive ones, I suppose, the likes of Edward and Wonderful Charm. Wonderful Charm will win at Newton Abbott, and then was a good second in Down Royal next time. And Edward was a good second to Many Clouds at Carlisle last time. It's hard to see any of the others, Dubutron or I suppose Rajani Express ran okay last time at Ascot, but I think Edward is the most progressive, and I'm just going to go for him.
Okay, Edward the pick then in the Peterborough Chase. We'll jump over the Irish Sea now, and we'll go to Punchestown for the John Durkin Memorial. That one coming up at 2 o'clock. 2.5 miles the trip for this one. We've got Don Cossack in at 6-4, Boston Bob 13-8, Texas Jack at 7s, Lord Windermere returning, of course, from his Cheltenham Gold Cup win at 15-2, 20s or bigger the rest. Another really mouth-watering contest this AP.
Yeah, very much so. I think we should probably start with the Gold Cup winner, Lord Windermere. Great performance, great battling performance winning the Cheltenham Gold Cup. First one of the season, 2.5 miles. You would think it would probably be a short enough trip for him starting the year, considering his stamina really is what won him the Gold Cup. Of the others, Don Cossack has had a great start to the season, won well last time at Down Royal. And there's no doubt that he... it's got the best, most recent form. And Boston Bob, he obviously won at Andrea and won at Punchestown. And ran okay, to be fair, on his first run at Down Royal. He was unlucky that he met with interference at a vital stage. Look, I think Don Cossack at the trip at 2.5 miles, I think Don Cossack is the one that's going to take the beating.
Okay, Don Cossack the pick then over at Punchestown. We'll move to Cork then, AP. That's where you are today, and we're just going to go through your four rides. Your first comes up at 12:45, the first race of the day. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. 27 runners down to go to post. That's including the reserves. And you get the leg up on another rattler here. The Rothwell Charge would have a chance in this one, but it is, obviously, with the amount of runners, AP, could be pretty competitive.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's got a chance, but as you said, with 27 runners, it's a wide open race. The likes of Monty's Meadow obviously has been second his last three runs, and he's probably got the best, most recent form. Of the others, when you go down through them, it's very strange that you're not picking out a Willie Mullins horse for a maiden in Northern Ireland, but Nimdani is another one that's been second in the last couple of runs, and Blair Perron is another one. I think possibly it's going to be one of Philip Finton's last runners. I think Patsy
I think he's a horse at a good price. I think he fell last time when he looked like he had a good chance. So I think Patio for me in the horse race.
Okay, Patio, the one to beat in the opener. Next up, we're going to look at the 145. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 11 runners going to post for this one. You're on board all the sevens here for Martin Brassel, AP. A horse that is yet to show much, but certainly could be one to monitor now handicapping.
Yeah, I hope so. Again, I don't know anything about him, really. He hasn't shown anything that would inspire me so far, but today would be a good day for him to start. I got on form. I thought stay with it, which looks like going off there with the one well last time. I mean, he looks like the one we've got to beat in what looks a very open handicap or gold platinum might be another one that's going to squeak. But I think stay with us on his win last time is the one we've got to beat.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 215. It is the Kerry Group Hillyway Chase, a Grade 2 contest over 2 miles. 10 runners going to post, and I'd imagine that this is the reason that you are going to Cork today, AP. It's Alderwood who's running here, but not like to have it all his own way. Willie Mullins comes here with a pretty strong hand, and again, it's a pretty good race for a Sunday.
Yeah, it's a good race. As you can imagine, like, it's hard enough to beat one of Willie Mullins' horses, but he's got two in here that I've got. They've got very good chances. Twin Light was a good winner last time. And I would think, you know, he's going to be probably the one to beat. With Paul Townend picking him, he looks the first choice. And Felix Younger, very solid horse. Second in his reappearance at Nice, and I would imagine he'd probably improve. You know, he's going to be difficult to beat too. Alderwood was a good second last time, and hopefully he can. He's got some good form. He's a twice a winner at the Cheltenham Festival, and as you said, he is the reason why I'm off the call today. So I'm hoping that Alderwood will be good enough to upset the two William Mullins horses in Twin Light and Felix Younger. So I'm going to go for Alderwood.
Okay then, Alderwood in the 2.15. And the final race that we're going to look at today, AP, is the 3.15. It's a novice handicap hurdle coming up at 3.15 with 2.5 miles to trip for this one. And another race with plenty of runners. You ride jump to conclusions here for Edward O'Grady. Another horse that is yet to really show a great deal, but he's blinkered first time and doesn't look the strongest race despite the amount of runners.
No, it doesn't look the strongest race. And as you said, blinkered first time, I'd like to say that was a positive, but I'm not sure that it is. I think it's more a case of hoping that they might improve him, and on what he's shown so far, they would want to improve him, because it hasn't been great. Very open handicap hurdle. You wouldn't know even where to start. The likes of Mossy Island, the Madwell has been a good second last time. A few of the others, like a bigger price, is Jonathan Wild and Oscar Sam. I think probably Mossy Island is, you know, is probably the one to beat. He's been second, he's been third his last couple of runs, good solid enough form. I said I hope John jumped to conclusions will improve for the headgear, but he will want to. So I think on the form Mossy Island looks the one to beat.
Okay, Mossy Island then, hard to beat in the 3.15 from Cork. Great stuff, AP. Best of luck today over at Cork, best of luck with Alderwood, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a million.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.